penasaran.
Start with questions.
Maybe we'll start with your thoughts on the match.
My thoughts. I thought the boys put a good shift in today. We had some great spells of football, passing around, moving it, creating opportunities. I think we walked away with 16 shots or something. Thought his header, I thought that was in the back of the net. I was about to run down the sideline. So we had our chances today. I think with us now, we're starting to really gel as a team now. We're starting to come together. Our identity is starting to get out into the field now. You can see it. The boys are expressing themselves. And now it's just really about being clinical in that box and finishing those opportunities. So, even when I walked in the dressing room there after the game, you could see the heads are down because it felt we should have got something today.
Was there an element of this is the third time in as many weeks as you guys have met Edmonton on a Wednesday night? Was there an element of these two teams having faced each other so much that both of you sort of knew what the other one was trying to do and canceling each other out at all?
Yeah, you're starting to figure out their weaknesses and their strengths. And, but at the end of the day, we had a game plan. We knew what we wanted to do today. We're disappointed. Yeah, it is a lot playing the same team, but it is what it is, and we've got to get on with it. So for us, I think we play them again in a few weeks, don't we? Yeah, so there's another beauty. He's swapping jerseys with these guys here.
That's unbeaten in three for this side in the play. Are you sort of seeing everything come together and flowing the way you guys want?
Yeah, of course. Each game we build on the last. Obviously, one of the positives that we take away from.
I think she wants you. You could have just told him to pass it.
I think one of the positives we take away from today is the clean sheet. It's always good to get that in the back. We all feel that we did enough to win the game. We created a lot of chances. I haven't really looked at the stats, but I know we put in a lot of crosses, a lot of shots on target. It was just that lucky bounce that didn't go in the net. But obviously, we build on this and we get going again on Saturday.
Did you feel like that header was in?
I headed in and I fell down and I was just watching it go in and then. The defender cleared it off the line and just unlucky, but, great clearance. So.
I think it was over.
It was over. It could have been. Maybe VAR would have called it back. I don't know.
Joey, your first match back in a little while.
I got it.
What was it like to get back out there again, and how long is this wait sort
of been? It's been a few weeks, 5 weeks to finally get, another start and be back with the lads. And we had a good match, so you can see that the team's really clicking. We just Jimmy and Manu said, there's the final third. We just got to be more clinical and just go back to the training pitch and just all we have to do is just keep working. That's all we can do. Just keep going at it, keep working, just putting in every day, coming into training and trying to find solutions to get better. So, but it'll come. You can see from the first. I can tell from the first week to now, just the difference in the chemistry on the field is night and day. So we just keep building and take the positives and move forward.
Jimmy, how nice is it to have a guy like Joe back
with the partner? It's nice. No, it's good to have Joe back. It's been a while that he's been out. You miss his presence on the field and in training as well. And he's come in. When you look at it, everybody's got to earn the right to play the game, and earn their spot in the team. Wata hurt his shoulder. Wata's been playing great as well. Same with Manu. Same with Porter. And it would have been hard just to tuck Joe in. So that's why we kind of gradually brought Joe in, give him a few minutes the last game. Player gets injured, Joe comes in. Joe has a good game today. Now it's going to be difficult for me to make my decision who's going to play next week. Are on Saturday, but that's what I want. That's what I want as a gaffer. I want these guys coming in, putting pressure on me, and everybody fighting for a position, fighting for a job. So it was good performance by him. It's good to have him back. Roger Thompson was on the bench tonight as well. That's another guy that's going to be coming in now, sniffing as well to get into the lineup. But these are the headaches that I welcome, that I want. So it's good. Thought he was good today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Always nice to have kind words from them.
And last one for me, I guess.
We should have just done an interview with
you.
Yeah. You know, Calgary took another win tonight in the playoffs, and it looks like they're putting themselves in a good chance to set up this process. So how do you sort of view these next few weeks? Is it about focusing on you guys?
I mean, right now it's all about us. Continue to work, continue to get better every single game, and improve. Myself and the staff, we're very happy where the boys are now. We can see them improving week in and week out. The hunger's there, the desire is there. They're loving football, and they've got the never give die attitude, which I love. And you know, I look at Tommy's group now. Tommy's done a hell of a job with his team. You know, it's a group he's had for a while now, and you could see the cohesiveness and the way that they're playing. And he's done a great job. So he wins the first part of the season. Fantastic. Well done, Tommy. You know, but the rest of us now are fighting for that next spot to get into that final. We're definitely going to be there. We're definitely going to be fighting tooth and nail all next season to get into this final. And with these guys here, they'll tell you themselves. They won't be giving up, and we won't be happy until we get in there.
To both of you, of course, this is probably, I think, maybe the first or maybe the second game that you played, and it's not a wet or a downpour. How do you feel, you know, one, it's played, frankly, the field is, I imagine, played differently.
Maybe that's what threw us off. There's no rain.
How has it changed your game plan in some ways that it's not, or has it all?
Well, let these guys talk. They played the game. They're the guys that worked.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. For me personally, I don't really find a difference. I actually rather play in rain. You know, it's the ball moves faster and cleaner on the pitch. Obviously, for fans wise, they probably wouldn't say the same thing, because the last few games it wasn't just a little rain. You know, it was a thunderstorm out there. So it's always nice to have a sunny day and have more people out here and cheering us on. But you know, playing wise and surface wise, I would rather the wet pitch.
So it's only got one more week, or Wednesday is a game against Calgary.
Yeah.
So looking forward, if you could be the first team to beat them, would that be like just, hey, how good that is?
I mean, to be honest.
Or are most teams?
Yeah.
Just
no, you know what, Robin? It's another game. You know, you want to win every game. It doesn't matter who you're playing, whether you're playing Halifax, Edmonton, Calgary. You want to win games. That's why we play this game. You know, we don't play just for the fun. We play because we want to win. And it'll be a good test for us. You know, Halifax is going to be a good game for us. They're a good side. I think Hardy plays some good football. And that's going to be a good test for us. But we got to focus on Halifax first. We want something out of that game. And then after that, then we'll focus on Calgary. And we'll get at them, and we're going to make it difficult. And that's another game that we want to win. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Thanks.